This is Iron Mike Stedman, and as always, I want to thank you for tuning into our show, the legendary Dog Whistle Brandon. How do you drive traffic to your website? I know this is a question that I've been pondering lately as we continue to grow the Misfits and think of ways to help our clients grow. One way is through killer creative, badass video, and other forms of content creation that catch your perfect customer's attention, leading them down a rabbit hole that eventually converts them into paying customers. One of the best in the business that I personally know at doing this is Rob Maines, founder of Rebel Victory Media, a content production house for emerging brands, including the nationally recognized Beard Club, which Rob is a partner and content creator for. More recently, however, Rob's focus has been on helping veterans get the support they need through Guardian Revival, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to revive and preserve the mental health and well-being of veterans and first responders, our guardians, at no cost to them. Rob currently serves as the CMO of Guardian Revival, and like me, he's a bit of a bearded Renaissance man, but he's still a content creator at heart. On the show, we talk about how to leverage video to drive leads, his thoughts on the creative business, and his recent calling to serve the veteran community at Guardian Revival. Before we jump into the show, make sure you subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes. I'd also greatly appreciate it if you purchased a copy of my first book, Black Veteran Entrepreneur, Validate Your Business Model, Build Your Brand, and Step into Greatness, available on Amazon at the link in the show notes as well. All right, enough of me talking. Gunny, you know what to do.
Yo, saddle up, lock and load.
You're listening to Dog Whistle Branding, brought to you by the team at Ironbound Media and The Misfits, a branding and design studio that unfucks brands. I'm your host, Iron Mike Stedman, the godfather of Dog Whistle Branding and co-founder of The Misfits, along with my design partner in crime, Drew O'Brien. Dog Whistle Branding is sponsored by JobPaths and Mission Plus, a tech platform that helps nonprofit organizations upgrade their websites and leverage technology to deliver services online. You can learn more at missionplus.com. All right, get out your pen and paper and get ready to build a dog whistle brand. Saddle up, lock and load. Rob, my brother, welcome to Dog Whistle Brand.
Thanks for having me on, man. Really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on the podcast with you.
Yeah, I was texting Rob before we went live how I'm working out of a co-working space here in Annapolis, and I'm pretty sure this is where they filmed the movie The Office.
Yeah, you're up in Scranton, bro.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed, too, because Rob is jumping on, looking all fresh, got his dope background, bearded up, looking smooth, but that's what he does, man. I'm excited to have you here. Before we jump in, there's some of the stuff I want to talk about. I want to bring you all up to speed on how Rob and I got connected. I'm part of an incubator in Newark called the GI Go Fund. Shout out to Jack Fanous and the team over there. And one day, like, I was just working in the incubator. You came by. And we connected and, you know, we just kind of stayed in contact, had opportunity to participate in a shoot with you in the Beard Club. And, you know, at least at this phase of my life, I'm all about creating and surrounding myself with people I actually look forward to going through life with. Don't mean we got to be kicking it all damn time, but there's definitely like this kind of group of people I don't mind hearing from and always look for opportunities to work together, whether it's doing a podcast or doing a video shoot or just kind of breaking bread, man. So really excited again to have you on today.
Yeah, I agree. It's like when you have a handful of friends in life, or if you're lucky enough, you get a handful of those friends that, you know, maybe you haven't seen them in a year, but the second you're back with them, it's like you've never stopped hanging out. And that's how I feel every time you and I connect. It's like, you know, we don't hang out that often, but when we do, it's like we have for years. And that's rare, and we're lucky to have that.
So Rob, I consider you a misfit. I'm gonna explain why a little bit later, but please just take a minute and introduce yourself to our listeners who are not familiar with you.
Yeah, 100%. So Rob Maines, I'm originally from Rockin County, New York. I live now in Bergen County with my wife, and I have two little boys, 7 and 8, 9 months now as of today. And started my first business when I was 21. I went to school for automotive to learn how to work on cars and build custom cars, and quickly realized that was not a fast path to success or money. So quickly realized I need to do something, was introduced to the Amway business opportunity, and lucky enough, fortunate enough for me, was able to get brought in on a really, really great team that had a lot of really great morals, was built on a solid foundation. And that team, that mentorship program that I got to join, changed my life. They introduced me to the business mindset, to the fact that you could live a life outside of just 9 to 5, that, you know, there's different paths of life. I didn't know that. I didn't come from a successful family. I didn't come from money. My parents worked jobs. My mom still works a job, right? So I didn't come from business owners. And so they really changed the trajectory. And so I spent 8 years in that business and built, you know, a decently large team, had some bonuses, went on some cool trips, talked to some cool conferences, met a lot of really cool people, and then just ventured off in my late 20s into my own business and corporate America and startups, and wanted to accomplish check off some other boxes, if you will. And then, yeah, never knew I was going to get into content. And here we are, almost coming up on 9 years, 10 years later, and content has become my life. So yeah, here we are.
All right, we're getting fucking inundated with content, fucking TikTok, you know, reels, content everywhere. But you've been doing it a minute, and like, you legitimately run a creative business, like you have strong business acumen. But I'm curious to know, like, how are you viewing the creator space these days? I don't even like to use that term, because I think it was like influencer. Now we've graduated from influencer and everybody's a fucking creator. Yeah. But like, you and I legit run creative businesses, right? We serve as CMOs. Yeah. For companies. And then we also got our hands in a bunch of different stuff. So I'm curious to hear your perspective on the landscape.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The content world has changed dramatically since I got started. When I got rolling back in like 2016-ish, you know, YouTube was just becoming huge in terms of people having YouTube shows and subscribing and starting to make money, and that being a path of like business, right? Like, you could just be a YouTuber. And, you know, vertical video wasn't even a thing, if you can imagine that, right? So yeah, I mean, I got started with just a $600 Canon out of the box. I was, you know, redeveloping websites for friends, and just I quickly realized when you talk about like Full House Creative, I quickly realized that the websites I was creating for these people, like, I would ask them for their content and for assets, and they didn't have anything. They would have pictures off their iPhone. And I'm like, this is not going to cut it, right? And so I quickly realized, even though I could build a website for them and, you know, we could work on the UX, a lot of the website comes down to the storytelling, the visual storytelling. What do you, when someone comes onto your website, what are they being hit with? What's that hero image and what's it saying? And I quickly realized that they didn't have the assets I needed. And so that I needed to then provide that, you know, provide those assets and go get them myself. And that was when I started to realize that I had a natural gift for taking photos and alignment. And when I say natural gift, that's not, I'm not patting myself on the back. It's not like an egotistical statement. I say it because compared to my best friend who I started creating content with, he was very technical in terms of like the equipment and dialing in and wanting to know how all the equipment worked. I just naturally wanted to make the image that I had in my head come to life, right? I would envision what these things should be, and then the equipment just let me do it. And so, yeah, I really got rolling from there. Like I said, a $600 Canon camera to now, you know, yeah, CMO at Garden Revival, veteran, first responder, active military, nonprofit, run the marketing team there. I'm one of the main content creators for Beard Club. I'm also a partner at Beard Club, which, thanks to content, has put me in a position to be partners on a business like that and be invested in a couple other cool startups that are happening. So yeah, it's changed quite a bit. Like I said, the funniest thing is like vertical video was like turn your camera vertical for video. Like, what are you nuts? Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that didn't even exist when I got started. So yeah, it's wild.
So what advice do you have for our listeners who are thinking about integrating video into their like content marketing, right? And I'm gonna tell you my perspective. I always start number one with sustainability, right? Like, Rob and I will record before on Squadcast start acting funny. Boom, we just jump on Zoom, kept it moving, right? Because I also know, like, I create really good content. I'm not going to lie. I focus on evergreen content. I'm not just chasing the algorithms. And what I have found, though, is so many people have these great ideas for this marketing or whatever, but they might do it for like a week and then they're burned out. But it's like a whole different beast to be sustainable, creating content like for years, like a portfolio of content.
What I would say, when I first got started, I, you know, again, I did not go to school. No, I don't have a college degree. I didn't go to film school or anything like that. I just started creating basically anything and everything, right? So at first it was website photos, and then those guys were like, hey, I want to do an Instagram video. I'm like, okay, let's do an Instagram video. And then it was like, hey, YouTube's really popping off. And I had some guys that wanted to like do vlogs and start a YouTube channel and upload weekly. And so we're like, all right, let's start doing weekly vlog style videos. And then it was weddings. And then we started doing wedding videos. And so what I did was I just took any job, any gig I could get my hands on and that I would accept my quote. Most of them for free or for very little money, just to get the experience of being behind the camera, right? And I think that's paid off for me in the long run, because I've been in so many different content creating situations that nothing, like, I used to get so nervous going into these big shoots, and now I rely back on that experience. Like, I've been through the crazy situations that I'm confident going into any shoot that we're going to go into that magic's going to come out of it. And so the first piece of advice to anyone that's getting started in content is, just take any job you can get, anything you can get, whether if you just want to go in for video, cool. But if you have a camera and you could take photos, go take photo shoots, do headshots, if you have a friend that has a t-shirt business and they need assets for the website, go take those assets for him. Because when it comes to video, having that solid photography background and eye for images is key. Like, that's going to help you stand out from everyone else. And yeah, I mean, story is king, right? And I think just to piggyback off of that, you can start to hone in after a few years of where you want to be. So I started, like I said, weddings, real estate. Real estate saved my ass for so many years. Sorry, can we curse on this? Or
yeah, you can curse. I just fucking went. I went ham talking about the fucking reels.
So real estate, that saved my, when I got let go from a startup in the city, real estate was there to save me, right? I was able to do real estate. Like I said, weddings. Then we started doing, just Instagram organic videos. And I slowly started to dial in the fact that I loved doing storytelling interviews. And that's like what you and I did with the Beard Club, right? Before the beard, we told your story, we shot B-roll. And so I started to really hone in on storytelling, B-roll, about us style videos. Every brand wants it about us. Every brand wants to do a brand story video. And that's where I started to realize that I felt the most comfortable. And then, so I started to slowly, I stopped doing weddings, stopped doing real estate, right? And you slowly start to peel away the fat, and you just get to focus in on the thing that you enjoy doing, right? And maybe it is weddings, maybe it is real estate, and you can go deep on those. So my first piece of advice would be to shotgun. Do everything and anything, get the most experience you can in different situations behind the camera. And then as you start to build that foundational income and that business and that network, you can start to find the path that you like the most.
What about tactically, right? Because this is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Number one, I know people are spending a lot of time on YouTube. I am fucking not a fan of building an audience, spending years on somebody else's platform, right? So I'm already looking for ways to kind of, get back to some own media, right? Pumping a lot of attention into my newsletter and stuff. And then also looking at platforms like Mighty Networks and others. But, that's just kind of where my mind's at. But, how do you get people to actually go to your website? Because so many people want to build awareness. They want to create this curiosity. And the whole reason people start to create content is because ideally they are converting, right? So they're going to your website, they're checking out your stuff, right? They click that, let's chat button or whatever else you have, and then go down that rabbit hole. But like, I got a lot of clients, or not even just clients per se, but people in my network that like have no audience, nobody's going to click on their website. And so I'm curious to learn from you, how do you approach that?
Yeah. And that's a really great question. And there's a lot of answers to that. And I'm going to answer it. I'm going to also weave in a little bit of some content story in there too. The first thing is hooks. As a business, you have to figure out, what are my hooks, right? Beer Club, for example, I do a lot of hook style videos where it's like, 3 beard myths to grow your beard. Here's the latest TikTok hack, right? And so we know what are our hooks. Our hooks are beard growth. Our hooks are guys trying to solve patchiness for beards. It's trying to find a trimmer that is powerful enough to trim a large beard. Garden Revival, right? It's for veterans, first responders that are that need a support network, right? That need to find their mission after their serving is done or after they retire from the force. They need that next mission set. And so I think what it is find your brand's hooks. What are the things that, what are the reasons why people are coming to you, right? One way to do that is when you start to talk to people and you start to pitch your brand or your business, there's going to be a pattern of questions that people are asking you about your business. What are those questions? What do people continuously start to ask you about? Or on a survey, or say like, oh man, I love Beard Club because man, I had a patch, right? I had a patchy beard and it filled it in. Or man, Garden Revival, like I needed my next mission and you guys gave it to me. You gave me a dog, and that dog, you know, through our Boots and Paws program, that dog really, he made me wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning again because he needed to eat. He needed to go outside and shit. Like, you gave me that mission back, right? So we know that, okay, well, one of our hooks for Guardian is, hey man, you're retired. You served our country. You protected us. Now that mission's over. Here's your next mission, right? Here's your next purpose. Beard Club. Hey, you got a patchy beard. You want to be more confident about yourself. You want a full beard. Well, hey, here's your solution to that. Here's your beard growth routine. So I think it's really finding what are those hooks. Identify those top three hooks and go deep there. Now, to get those top three, you may have to test 10, right? And here's where a little bit of some learning from me, for me personally, was like, when I first got started, I just wanted all my content, all the photos, all the videos, everything I focused on was just visually looking perfect. I wanted it to look like I had it in my head, and I wanted it to be so engaging. And I was like, I don't care if it performs, as long as it looks good, as long as, you know. And I think part of it was imposter syndrome, like feeling like I didn't go to film school. I got to prove myself. I got to prove that I can be good. And over the years, especially at Beard Club, at a D2C e-com business where performance is everything when you're getting going, eventually you do need to shift it over to brand. But when you're getting going, that D2C performance is everything. And so I had to really learn and really suppress and control my ego when it came to content creation and say, okay, not only does it look good, but does it perform? And if something doesn't perform, you have to be okay with dropping it and moving on to what performs. And for me, we go back to like when we started content, right? Like, you would never shoot a vertical video. That would be insane. You'd be looked at like a fool. And I was like, I even have a hat that says make video horizontal again, right? So I'm like a true, I love horizontal videos. I love cinematic, but at the end of the day, a really super cinematic beard routine video doesn't sell the product as much as a vertical UGC style, maybe even on a phone video can move product, right? And so I had to adapt. I had to control my ego and say, okay, what is my goal? Is my goal here with this brand, A, as a contractor for them creating content, I need to perform. B, as a partner in the business, I want this business to succeed because I succeed if it does. What's the goal here? And the goal is the business needs to perform. We need a return on investment. What is our ROI? And so I had to say, okay, well, how do I shift my content creation strategy to now being ROI based, right? And so now it's, yeah, I turn my camera vertical. Most of my stuff is vertical. I do a lot of UGC. I do a lot of stuff on my phone, right? Because that is what performs. And then I just rest back on the same, you know, your like core tenets, I guess, of content creation, of like structure and storytelling and hooks and placement and making sure you have good audio and making sure you're exposed right. And you can still bring in all the tactical know-how for creating good content and then adapt it to whatever is performing. And that's where you start to see a lot of success.
This is $1 million insight. And I'm actually going to write this down because, you know, there are some people out there and I understand where they're coming from. They're like, you don't need to invest in brand until you're like $100 million in revenue. Right. Yeah. And what they're talking about is like the more generic kind of brand storytelling that resonates. But I also wonder if a lot of that thinking was from the old school, because the new school, now we can create content. Like you said, grab the iPhone, go, starts to resonate. Yeah. But I do think it's important to distinguish between branded content and like that performance-based content, right? The kind of content that's trying to make the register ring. And I learned what you're talking about years ago, because I would make boxing videos. You know, I run the boxing gym. And some of my most viral stuff was just me flipping the phone, you know, and just riffing, just talking about my, you know, my jam. And it's a frustration, though, with a lot of clients, because especially they're not used to shipping content. And I know, and you know, that, yo, you actually got to ship to get better at shipping, right?
Yeah.
But they all want that first piece of content to be this, like, freaking, you know, Coca-Cola style. They got imposter syndrome going on. I'm like, fuck the imposter syndrome. Let's talk about imposter syndrome 100 ships later. But, like, early on, because, you know, there's so much back-end workflow. And, like, we have all these assumptions. And the way I'm wired is I need to test my assumptions sooner rather than later. And it's like, I just need you to hit the I believe button and let's get this content out so we can start working on the next piece after.
Yeah, I think a lot of people and a lot of the people that I've worked with, they see, they're consuming content themselves personally, right? So they're seeing these like super polished videos, these viral videos that have millions of views, and they're just assuming that that creator, you're like, yeah, they made it last night, or yeah, they made it last week, but you're like, what was the previous 10 years of that guy's content? What did that look like? Would you have still watched him back then? And no one takes that into consideration when they see somebody like Mr. Beast, right? Like you watch his story. Dude has been doing, he's been shooting content since he was in high school. And like his first videos suck, right? And most great content creators, their first videos suck. I cringe at some of the stuff I've done. And I think when you talk to clients, they just want that. I need that, like you said, that viral moment. I need it right now. Well, hey, if you've never been on Instagram, if this is your first time on Instagram, you have 100 followers and you expect a viral, like, come on, man, you got to understand how these things work. First of all, you got to understand how the platform works. A, that's not how it works. So I think there's a lot of education that has to go into dealing with a client. And I think that's where like my business development background has really made me or helped me get to the success level that I'm at currently is I always attach the creative to the business goal. So when you're talking with the client, it's always, all right, what is the ultimate goal? What are we, new gym memberships? Is it selling product? Or is it trying to get people to download your app? What is the ultimate goal? Then it's, what are the hooks? What are the most common questions and concerns that people have with your business? And then it's, how do we create the content that authentically answers those questions and hooks that aligns with the goal? And so I think that's, you know, the reason why the flipping the phone around works is because, you know, we've seen such a shift in the advertising space, the content space, where it's not TV anymore. Now it is YouTube, it is TikTok, it is Instagram. And we've just become so accustomed to seeing people in their everyday life where you never would have seen that before, you know, 20, 30 years ago when you're watching TV back in the 90s, right? Like you would never see behind the scenes. And so I think that's where it comes from. It's just that authenticity is really what sells now. And I try to combine best of both worlds. I try and shoot content that feels UGC style with really great equipment. Yeah. And so it looks really good. And we have really good picture and really good sound. And I try to, you know, I bought so many gimbals in my life. I see people running on gimbals and I've given up on gimbals and I just let the camera shake. You know, if you got to adjust your elbow mid-sentence in an interview, adjust your elbow mid-sentence in an interview, right? Like that happens. So I that's where I'm going now is with the shift and the change and authenticity and seeing people in real life and not always seeing that overly produced content. You know, I think that's where people are seeing the most success starting up. But then eventually, like you do have to get there. You do. If you need to go to the big leagues and you're trying to exit as a brand, you do have to push brand and you do have to go to that higher level production, you know, so you can get on these different streaming platforms and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know if that answered your question, but we just riffed on that one.
No, it did. And I'll tell you, man, there's this guy out in like Wyoming, right? And it's Dry Creek Wrangler School. And it's this dude just sits there and smokes his cigar or sitting in his shed or whatever. And he's just riffing about life and stuff for like 20-30 minute videos raw, just sets his iPhone. He even has one where he puts it in his car and it resonates, man. It fucking resonates. And what I do though is everybody talks about virality, right? But I like to look in the comments and say, what are people writing, right? What are people saying about how this content kind of hits? And it's like the simplest thing in the world. And when I work with my clients, I'm like, listen, I know you guys have these aspirations of, like, again, creating these badass brands and being popular amongst your little peer group. I call it white collar clout chasing. But at the end of the day, like, if we take care of the people and we create content that resonates, man, that is what it's about. That's how you build a real audience. And I'm getting there with some of them, but it's just got to hit that I believe button and they got to get started.
Yeah. For me, just recently, I've gotten compliments that I never thought I would get. And I realized, or like, I never realized or never thought that this would give me such validation. But I've received compliments from peers that they see that I'm working with a new client, and 6, 7, 8 months, maybe a year later, like, hey man, wow, look what you've done with that brand or that. Like, I can look at that company's Instagram or that brand's Instagram, and I see your stamp. Like, oh, that's Rebel Victor Media. Like, that's that. Like, I can tell that's the way that's shot. And for me, that is the biggest compliment as a content creator, as a creative person, where people can recognize just from going to a brand's Instagram that you've started working with them. In my opinion, you're doing it right. Right. And when you start to see clients of those businesses out and about, or, you know, like an example at a gym, and they just come up to you and like, hey, I love what you're doing with the content, man. Like, oh my God, those videos are so good. That's when you know you're doing it right. You know, and time will bring performance. Marketing dollars will bring performance, right? Knowing how the platforms work, not fighting the platforms will bring performance. But that to me is a great mark of success, when someone can see your stuff, recognize that it's you. And then even for me personally, staying true and staying authentic and not selling out too much either which way to what's trending, but going back in your own portfolio and seeing the transition of content. And even for me now, when I can go look back 3 or 4 years ago and watch a video and say, that video still resonates with me, still comes across the way I wanted to come across then. Now, then I'm like, that makes me feel good that my content, like you said before, you do a lot of evergreen, that it lasts, it's consistent. And that to me, like, my own validation is when I can go back and watch a video and almost feel like I didn't even make that video. Like, oh, I don't even remember editing that video. And it just, because it's so natural, it's so smooth, it's so dialed in. And that's, you know, for me, that's when I know, like, I hit the mark.
Y'all got to see Rob's stuff, man. His shit is crisp. It's fucking badass. It's badass. And I'm looking forward to being able to work with you here. I'm in the future with some of the stuff that I'm doing with the Misfits, you know? And one of the reasons I call you a Misfit is because you own it, right? You're like, listen, man, I ain't got a college degree. I'm running a creative business, but I'm a better entrepreneur than half you startup and VC wannabes. And, you know, I call it Silicon Valley, you know, circle jerker.
But you know, man, it's my brand, right? Rebel Victory Media, Rebel Victory, right? It's doing the opposite of what most people do to win.
Yeah, because we're running real businesses. We're making real impact. And I think there's a lot of people that have this perverse version of what it means to be a business owner, an entrepreneur. And it's really guys like us that know how to make the cash register ring. And when you think about being alive, running a business, not something that, you know, feathered out in like a year and a half. You know, here we are.
Yeah.
Damn, what, 10 years in almost?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So,
it's been a wild ride.
I want to get you back on because I want to talk to you specifically about building up your creative business and, you know, why you choose to kind of stay in this lane as opposed to, you know, dropping off and, you know, going to do that startup or having something bigger, because I want to dive into that. But for the sake of today, how can we support you and everything that you and your team are doing with the Guardian Revival, as well as your company, Rebel Victory Media? You know, we have underdogs and misfits tuning in from all over the country, all over the world. And like I said before, I love to be able to vouch for people. So when people reach out to me, I'm saying you definitely need to talk to Rob.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I mean, you can always hit me up on Instagram. I'm not a big Facebook guy, but hit me up on Instagram at Rebel Victory Media. I like to just share most of my work on there, some behind the scenes, so like cool things that we do. Big into like working out and CrossFit. So a lot of the stuff I do is like fitness related and working out, you know, honing this dad bod that I've now adapted into. And then, you know, for first responders, veterans, active military, thank you for serving. All of you out there, please go over and follow Guardian Revival. Go head over to guardianrevival.org. follow us at Garden Revival, and then you can dive into our programs. We are doing incredible work. We actually have, I don't know when this is going to come out, but on April 25th, we have a guardian, and so we consider all guardians, anyone that served, veteran, active military, law enforcement, EMS, federal agency, firefighter, et cetera. We just consider them guardians. And we have a Guardian Wellness Summit coming up in collaboration with Tunnel to Towers on the 25th. So that's going to be in Staten Island. It's really exciting that that's coming. So please head on over, check that out. You know, we're here to support you. Please know that you're not alone, right? There's a lot of people here to support you and that want to see your success even after your first mission is done. We want to put you on to the next one. So yeah, and then if you know, listen, if you got a patchy beard, head on over to Beer Club, man. He'll get you with a Beer Club kit. We're doing some really cool stuff there. We just signed on. You know, we're working with James Harden on the Clippers. And now we're working with Dustin Lynch, famous country music singer. And we're heading up to Toronto in a week to go shoot with Justin Turner from the Toronto Blue Jays. And so we're doing a lot of really cool work. We worked with Kid Cudi. So yeah, it's been a fun ride. So you'll see some celebrity stuff on my profile too. You know, from a $600 Canon to shooting with Kid Cudi is quite a trip. So it's been fun. So appreciate it.
Super dope. I'll be sure to include links to all those in the show notes. To all our listeners, do me a favor. Make sure you subscribe to the official Dog Whistle Brandon newsletter at the link in the show notes as well. There's a topic you want me to cover either on the podcast or in the newsletter. Feel free to reach out to me directly at michael@ironbound.com. Till next time, everyone. Peace, love. Have a great rest of your week. Dog Whistle Branding is brought to you by the team at Ironbound Media, where we blend strategy, storytelling, and podcasting to transform your brand into a dog whistle for your perfect customer. We believe that audio is the future of publishing, and we're committed to leading the movement. You can learn more by visiting our website, ironboundmedia.com. This series is powered by Mission Plus, a tech platform that helps nonprofit organizations upgrade their websites and leverage technology to deliver their services online. If your organization cares about its mission, then it needs to be built on Mission Plus. You can learn more by visiting missionplus.com.